This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 614, entitled, Masculist Hatred of the Gender Criminality of Women Against Men Will Be Stronger Than Feminist Hatred of the Gender Criminality of Men Against Women. Description. Masculist expression of hatred against the gender criminality of women against men will be stronger than vice versa for two main reasons. One is that women's gender criminality against men is simply more horrible and lasts decades. The other reason is that men are much stronger across the chest than women, so have much less fear of being physically attacked by feminists when masculists express their hatred against women's gender criminality, so can express that hatred more forcefully. Now the flyer itself. Masculist hatred of the gender criminality of women will be stronger than the feminist hatred of the gender criminality of men. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. I anticipate that the masculist hatred of the gender criminality of women will be stronger than the feminist hatred of the gender criminality of men for two main reasons. Simply put, the first reason is that women's gender criminality against men is a lot worse and more horrible than men's gender criminality against women. The second reason is that masculists can afford to be a lot more verbally vicious and hateful at women's gender criminality against men than vice versa, for the simple reason that men are a lot physically stronger than women, hence have no fear of a physically violent reaction by women and feminists attacking masculists for masculist verbally vicious and hateful attacks against women's gender criminality against men. Masculists are familiar with the idea that women oppress men a lot worse than vice versa, since masculists are well informed how women oppress men, with, for example, to give the three worst ways that women oppress men, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Which if one thinks about any of these three, one realises what horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men that they are, which cause masculists to hate gender criminal women who commit these horrible crimes against men. For those readers who are not well informed of these horrible gender crimes against men, here's a summary of these three horrible gender crimes that women in their millions routinely commit against men, often not seeing them as criminal at all, but masculists are out to change all that. I begin with women's manslavery, which masculists see as far and away the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, from men to women or from women to men. Masculists argue that thanks to men's discovery of science-based medicine, women now have a life expectancy of 85 years. So even those women who stay at home for some years to raise small children still have a career window of half a century. So women have a powerful moral duty to fip up, that is, become FIPs, financially independent persons, so they don't expect to manslave a man for decades of his life, which will cause masculists to have a hatred for such a manslaving woman, who then in one case in four fathers will go on to divorce rape him, another hated gender crime that women commit against men on a daily basis. Masculists put powerful moral pressure on fluffies, traditional women who expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, manslaving him for decades. To fip up by bothering to get a career competent education in high school and college so that she can become a fip as an adult and not manslave and divorce rape a man. Masculists are abolitionists and have a hatred of fluffies, aiming to wipe them out by effectively exterminating them, by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, thus forcing fluffies into a slow, miserable death, rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected by masculisted men, brackets, who will be most men in time as masculist ideas spread across the planet the way feminist ideas have. Close brackets, both socially and sexually. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men against being manslaves to women, working for women for decades of a man's life. To have one's maskless consciousness raised means essentially to see fluffydom as man's slavery and man's slavery as slavery, which is something to be hated and a war issue to maskless. So maskless are at war against fluffies and have an even greater hatred of fluffy feminists, since it's bad enough that fluffy feminists are fluffies and hence manslavers and often divorced rapists. But maskless see them also as hypocrites, bigots and genociders. Since fluffy feminists want equal rights with men in the parliaments, but reject equal obligations with men and sharing equally the burden of earning a living by not bothering to fip up and expecting to parasite off the labour and money of a man for decades of his life. Fluffy feminists are often so brainwashed that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, by men against women, that they bigotedly refuse to accept that gender oppression is in fact a two-way street, and that women oppress men worse than vice versa. Fluffy feminists who control the divorce courts are seen as genociders, since they have made divorce so toxic that they have made two-thirds of young men to refuse to marry and be fathers, thus crashing the birth rate, thus wiping out whole populations, thus making these fluffy feminists indirect genociders. Masses say to such gender criminal women who manslave and divorce rape men, in quotes, "You fluffies are the worst of gender criminals. You sit on your fat, parasitic asses. You don't bother to fip up, then expect you can manslave a man for decades, and in one case in four with married fathers, you divorce rape him. You hated, vile gender criminals. You deserve your fate at the hands of the maskless, to die slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, by being forced to rot on the shelf, because maskers see your gender crimes as so horrible that we spit in your faces, utterly rejecting you, not even pumping and dumping you, because you are callous, heartless, sexploitative gender criminals who maskers aim to wipe off the face of the earth, forcing you to fip up, to grow up, to become responsible adults, and not expect fluffy style to live off the money and labour of a man. So go fuck yourself, literally, you hated, fluffy, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin. Because men, masculisted men, won't. Because we utterly reject you, both socially and sexually, forcing you to rot on the shelf for the rest of your miserable lives, so you end up depressed, on antidepressant drugs, and living alone, manless, childless, with only your cats to keep you company." Already, a third of middle-aged women live like this, literally on antidepressant drugs, living alone, manless, childless, who feel bitter that life has passed them by and feel rejected by men. Yes, you are. You get the punishment from men that you deserve because you are gender criminal vermin who manslave and divorce rape men, so deserve to die slow, miserable deaths. So go rot in hell. End quote. Maskless hate divorce-raping fluffies, who in many Western countries have divorce courts that are controlled by fluffy feminists, who still have traditional expectations of men, seeing men as cash machines to pay for women to have babies, rather than seeing women as fips who are expected by maskless to be responsible adults, who pull their own financial weight and not expect to leech off the money and labour of a man. In these fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts, a divorcing father will lose custody of his kids with a 90% probability. No wonder two-thirds of young men in many countries say, "Fuck marriage, fuck paternity. I'm not tolerating a one-in-four chance of being butchered in a hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system." So we'll live the MGTOW, men going their own way, lifestyle, rejecting marriage and paternity and spending my money on myself. Women, fluffy women, can go fuck themselves because men like me won't. We hate fluffies and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth, seeing them as vermin who don't deserve to live. So we kill them off slowly, totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, so they rot on the shelf as they deserve. The fact that one father in four is butchered this way by the hated fluffy feminist lawyers and judges who control the divorce courts is truly a major and hateable gender crime by women against men, which is why maskers aim to kill them off. Even worse are women who commit the major gender crime of forced fathering. Imagine the level of callousness, psychopathy and sadism of a woman who lies to her man that she's taking the pill, but isn't, gets pregnant, then by law forces him to pay for the kid, thus manslaving him for years. Maskers have a raging hatred against this kind of thing that happens in millions of cases, so maskers push for the legislation of the para, that's paternity rejection right, which is the male equivalent of the female maternity rejection right, MARA, aka abortion right. The fact that women have the MARA and men don't have the PARA is the most blatant form of legal discrimination against men, which makes maskers burn with hatred at women who do this and at society for not stamping it out. This is why the maskers are pushing for the legislation of the PARA that will give men the same right to reject an unwanted pregnancy as women have. If the woman goes ahead with a pregnancy rather than aborting, then, by law, she bears full costs for the raising of the kid. If a woman commits this gender crime, usually referred to as pill lying, or commits paternity fraud, that is, when she lies to her man that the kid growing inside her is his, but she knows it isn't, then if her man can prove she has lied to him, not only can he use the para to avoid decades of manslaving, paying for a kid, in capital letters, that is not even his, he can prosecute her for paternity fraud, or in brackets, or for pill lying, putting her in jail for 15 years, since paternity fraud or pill lying are worse gender crimes than rape, which usually gets a man a 10-year jail sentence. Maskers also want the legislation of the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, that's obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's paternity fraud. The legislation of the PARA and the OPTAB necessitate the establishment of GECs, that's G-E-C's, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments, whose task it is to legislate laws that are fair to both sexes. The maskers are pushing for the establishment of GECs that consist half of female feminists and half of male maskers, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. The fact that most feminists are outraged by this idea only increases the level of hatred coming from maskers against the level of hypocrisy and bigotry of monoconscious feminists. Now for the second major reason, that is the superior physical strength of men compared to women. It will be easier for men to express their hatred of the gender criminality of women against men than vice versa, because men need not fear a physical attack by monoconscious feminazi bigots, MFBs. If such MFBs become physically violent with men, for example, slapping men, then masculinized men can then employ the masculinist protocol regarding women who slap men first, thus initiating the physical violence. That protocol goes as follows. If a woman slaps a masculist, he slaps her back immediately with equal force. If she escalates the violence by slapping him a second time and more strongly, then the masculist bitch slaps her. That is, slaps her across the face with full male force, inflicting such pain on her that she is taught the lesson never to slap a man again for the rest of her life. Because to masculists, it is as taboo for a woman to slap a man as vice versa. To masculists, the masculist bitch-slapping protocol is a means to teach women never to slap a man or be extremely painfully punished. A bitch-slap can send a woman hurling to the floor, howling in pain. The asymmetry in strength across the chest between men and women allows men to express their hatred of women's gender criminality with greater ease than vice versa. So it follows that the expression of masculine hatred of the gender criminality of women will be greater than vice versa. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 610-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.